Hash hash. When conventions get in the way, you might be working on a project where your typical development framework doesn't make any sense. For example, you always wrote back-end API servers in Nest.js. Now you have to write a front-end project using React or Vue would make infinitely more sense. Leftwards. Planning is not an excuse to avoid doing the right thing and using common sense. You have to be really careful, however, because hype, hidden agendas, political power in your teams, or any number of motivators can trick you into thinking you need to do something that the standards don't cover. In general, going beyond the standards must always be in response to a legitimate constraint. Secondly, if something isn't covered by the standards, written or the common undocumented practice, it is fair game. If someone joins a project and writes unit tests in a way you don't like, but are not going against any clearly established pre-existing way, it is fine for them to do this. It should also trigger a debate in the innovation track about what the right way to write tests are, because that would block a project to try and introduce new standards. We don't block work based on personal preference. Again, be careful. Someone may be really passionate that only their way is the one true, correct way to get the job done. In the majority of cases, there are multiple valid and good ways to get the job done. Not having a healthy debate rooted in real constraints just pushes out reasoning and feeds egos, misunderstanding, and mistrust in your teammates. Always defer to conventions, but be pragmatic enough to know when the intentions of the conventions didn't apply to some new situation. You will always have a tiny bit of mess, but it will be controlled and understood.